once you've taken a couple of steps, it's actually really addictive. You start to take some steps and you make a difference and you see the effect on your business. It's like a drug. You go, oh, what should we do next? You know, what is the next task that we can take on? And how can we talk about that? And what difference will that make to our business? It does give you quite a buzz when you can see that you can make a difference and that you get appreciation from your guests for the differences you've made.
We definitely see the light, and so, and we've always seen it, and so that's why I've just always been like looking forward to go. So one thing we did is when all the restaurants were closed, we contacted a bunch of restaurants and we had them delivering food to our houses. And so we would you couldn't go to the experience, but we would have the experience brought to you.
To be recognized, to be nominated by our peers and to be recognized from within the industry, that's an incredible honor for us. You know, it just spurs us on to greater things. It shows us that we're doing something great. We're making a difference in people's lives. We're delivering fantastic vacation experiences. And I'm hoping that can be a model for others in our industry, you know, to inspire others to do the same. And we can all lift each other up.
People who are wired to create remarkable experiences that are anticipated and shared. This is the definition of a true destinationaire. If you've been following the show for a while, you would have recognized that earlier this year of 2020, we did the first ever Destinationaire Award. This award was a huge success with over 50 nominations from around the world. From these nominations, only 5 received the title Destinationaire. In this 3-part series, you're going to hear from 3 of them, Bob, Jessica, and Robin. We're going to learn from what they've done to grow their business and to become a destinationaire. Now follow along, because this is an experience you will not want to miss.